Trump proposes 10% cap on credit card interest rates, relief for working Americans. Breaking. Trump announces that as president, he will immediately implement a temporary 10% cap on credit card interest rates. We can't let them make it 25% and 30%. Credit card interest rates are at a historic high under the Kamala Biden regime. His simple plan will alleviate, pic.twitter.com/Yanowsk1s. George, at Behiza tweets, September 19, 2024. Texas border business. On September 18, 2024, Donald Trump made a striking proposal to alleviate the financial strain felt by many working Americans. The former president vowed to impose a temporary cap on credit card interest rates, lowering them to around 10%. Trump explained his reasoning, stating, "We can't let them make 25 and 30%, referring to the high interest rates charged by credit card companies that can trap consumers in cycles of debt. The promise is part of his plan to help Americans catch up financially as many households grapple with rising living costs and stagnant wages. Credit card debt has become a significant burden for millions of Americans. Current interest rates on many cards can reach as high as 25% or even 30%, particularly for those with lower credit scores. This makes it difficult for individuals to pay down balances, as interest accumulates rapidly, keeping people trapped in debt. Trump's proposed cap of 10% would be a dramatic reduction, potentially offering significant relief to those who rely on credit cards to manage daily expenses. For households carrying large balances, the reduced interest payments could allow them to pay off debt faster and free up income for other needs, such as housing, healthcare, and education. Potential benefits of the 10% cap. Reduced financial strain. Lower interest rates could directly reduce the monthly financial obligations of millions of Americans. By capping rates at 10%, borrowers could save thousands of dollars in interest payments, giving them more disposable income to cover other essential expenses. Improved debt repayment. Consumers likely find paying off their credit card balances easier with lower interest accumulating. This could lead to excellent financial stability and less dependence on high interest borrowing. Protection for vulnerable consumers. The cap would shield lower income and high risk borrowers from predatory lending practices that trap them in debt. Those with poor credit scores often face the highest interest rates and would benefit the most from this kind of intervention. Boost to the economy. If more Americans can reduce their debt burdens, it could increase consumer spending, which is a significant driver of the U.S. economy. More disposable income in the hands of average Americans could stimulate demand for goods and services. Ultimately, the success of this policy will depend on how it is implemented and the balance between providing consumer relief and maintaining access to credit. The idea of capping credit card interest rates at 10% may sound like a lifeline to many, but its impact will only become apparent once the policy details are fleshed out and put into action.